Lesson 2. Dialogue.
Judy, you're a Londoner, aren't you?
Well, I live in London now, but I come from Wales. I was born in Cardiff.
Is Cardiff far from London?
Yes, it's quite far.
How many kilometres?
I'm not sure. It's about 150 miles.
Cardiff is the capital of Wales, isn't it? Are you a graduate of the University of Wales?
No, I'm a Birmingham University graduate. Birmingham's a big city in the centre of England.
I see. Is it near London?
Well, Birmingham's nearer to London than Cardiff, but it's still quite far.
Is Birmingham as big as London?
Oh no, London's bigger than Birmingham. It's the biggest city in the UK.
I'm sorry, what did you say? The UK? What's that?
It's short for the United Kingdom, which is Scotland, England, Northern Ireland and Wales.
Which city do you prefer, Judy? The capital of Wales or the capital of England?
That's a difficult question. Cardiff's quieter and more peaceful, and my parents live there. But London's more exciting. There are more shops and theatres and cinemas in London. It's never boring.
Do you live in the centre of London?
No, I live in a suburb called Ruislip. It's in the northwest.
Is that far from your university? How long does it take you to get to work?
Oh, about an hour. It's not very convenient, I'm afraid. There are plenty of buses and trains, but they're very crowded.
An hour? In Moscow, that's not so bad.
True. Moscow's enormous. It's too big. It's certainly as big as London. Is it the biggest city in Russia?
Yes, it is. It's one of the biggest capitals in the world.
You know, Judy, I have some American colleagues. Your accent's very different from theirs. Is British English more difficult to understand than American English?
Oh, I don't think so. After all, the Americans and the British speak the same language. There are a few differences in pronunciation, vocabulary and grammar, but I think the British are as easy to understand as the Americans, sometimes easier.
But I hear that the Scottish and Irish accents are more difficult to understand.
There are many different English accents. New accents are always difficult to understand, but after a while it gets easier. Anyway, here comes a friend of mine now. He's a Scot. He comes from Edinburgh.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Neil. Meet my new friends. They're on the same flight as us.
Pleased to meet you all. Are you a tourist, like Judy?
Oh, no. I work here in Moscow. I'm a visiting professor at the Linguistic University. I'm going home for a holiday. What are you going to do in London?
First of all, we want to improve our English. We want to visit Britain because that's the best way to learn the language properly.
So are you going to study English in London?
Yes, and then we're going to do some sightseeing. We're going to see the most famous museums and art galleries.
And we're going to visit different cities and towns.
And we're going to see the nature reserves and parks.
Svetlana, which art galleries do you want to see?
Oh, the National Gallery and the Tate. They're the most famous.
And what do the others want to see?
I'd like to see the Royal Greenwich Observatory and a couple of advertising agencies. You see, apart from sightseeing, we have professional interests too. I'd like to visit British eye clinics and talk to my British colleagues.
I'm going to visit the chemistry department of London University.
I simply want to see how British people live.
But what are you particularly interested in?
It's not easy to explain. Of course, I'm going to meet British computer programmers. But for me, the most interesting thing is everyday life, British people and their problems, big and small.